You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You're wondering, did the Falcons kick butt today? They did. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters Guys Mall of Georgia. We're not just saying that. As Mike said, the offense, which was where we spent most of our day today, watching Michael Penix, the starting offense, second team offense, going up against the Titans first and second team's defense. But it looked good, man. And, you know, Mike, the thing for us is, once we get down in the red zone, we don't want to be a 20-20 team, right? We don't want to be able to move the ball 20-20 and then not punch it in.
Right. We've seen enough of that over the years. Our old joke about you and I with Matt Bryant. Okay, get in there. Kick the field goal. Hit one of those 58-yarders. But Koo, by the way, good today. Koo looked good. Krieg looked pretty good. But I think, Koo's going to win this job. Koo, by the way, will do the kicking. Krieg did the kicking against Detroit. Koo will do all the kicking on Friday against Tennessee. We won't see Michael Penix Jr. That was confirmed by Raheem Morris, as we told you earlier in the show. And small chance we'll see Cousins, but probably doubtful.
Yeah. Look, I don't like it, but there's nothing that we can do about it. And if he feels like they're getting this work and he feels comfortable, we start the season good, I won't complain. If we don't and we're not fluid and he looks shaky and he looks a little sketchy, then we're going to complain. Because more the reps is the better for me. That's where I'm at. But, look, Rob feels very comfortable making this decision. And, by the way, when asked about how do you come to this decision, he said every coach is different. He said, look, I respect what Cincinnati's doing.
Right.
I get it. And there are other coaches around the league who are making this decision to play their starters. For me, it's a decision that is something that we base on, you know, our personal decision and how we feel about things. So he wasn't trying to run away from it, but either way, that whole, are you going to see Michael Penix in the second game? And you're definitely not seeing him in the third one, Mike.
Yeah, so I get it. We're frustrated. It's something that you and I spent a lot of time on. I think that the way that our buddy Zach from Channel 2 asked the question, I thought was pretty good, saying, look, you know, here's what Kirk Cousins had to say. You know, Zach Taylor was on that staff with McVay.
Yes.
You know, and he says, look, you have got to look at it as we got 15 extra plays, 15 more reps that we took advantage
of real time reps. Yeah.
And I'm just saying, when you got Michael Penix Jr. and he's got his starting tackles are not out there for the lion's share of practice because you're giving the veterans rest. We've seen that over the course of the first couple of weeks. There's just things about chemistry I like to see. And especially when you're trying to form some kind of chemistry with a wide receiver who's not named Darnell Mooney. So these guys have got to be some swarm of a rhythm. Now, I don't know when Mooney's coming back. Coach wouldn't give us any solid on that either. So, you know, if you can take away or try to take away Drake London, although nobody's been able to do that. I know that's what other teams are going to try, including the Buccaneers, Carl, starting week one. I just think you want to have your quarterback in some situations where maybe some curveballs are thrown at him. That doesn't necessarily get in this environment.
Yeah.
But that Rossi's otherwise.
He does. By the way, Calvin Ridley is back. Look, him and Raheem Morris have a great relationship. For those who forget, when he was drafted as a rookie, Raheem was on the staff. Mm-hmm. And they have a great relationship. We know the situation with Calvin Ridley and gambling and all the stuff that happened. He's past that, signed a new deal with the Titans. He's been there. We did not see Calvin today as far as watching him go against, you know, our guys, whether it was A.J. Terrell or Mike Hughes and that. But Ridley's back, and we'll see tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with him and see what's been going on. But everybody was wishing him well today. There are a lot of guys that in and around the organization that have right. been here that, look, Calvin Ridley was a light guy. He made a mistake, and Rye even said that today, but he's doing good, and they wish him nothing but the best. But, man, he's going to challenge these corners. But we didn't get a chance to really dive into that today, even though Cam Ward, the word is, Mike said, was not necessarily that good.
Yeah, he threw a ball at a couple guys' feet. We saw him getting pressured and just, you know, a couple of check downs. Anytime he tried to go down the field, the ball wound up in somebody else's hand. At the end of the last practice section or segment, he throws a ball that gets deflected, hangs in the air for forever like a pinata, and then basically Xavier Watts and Jesse Bates, and Xavier goes, you. Jesse goes, no, you take it. Jesse runs under it, and if this was a real game, that would have been a pick six.
Yeah, and the defense was reacting. I mean, guys on right. that side of the field, they were split
right.
on two fields, guys. They were going nuts. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell hanging out at Mall of Georgia Hooters location. We're here until 6. We got to talk about what else is going on around the NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1. My Cam Hayward says he might be willing, and I say might, he suggested this, be willing to miss the regular season as he seeks to renegotiate his contract extension. He says, quote, my goal is to be out there, and I don't know what's going to happen. I have to be honest to myself and be ready for every option. I don't believe him.
You're 36 years old. No one's giving you this big contract. I love Cam Hayward. He's been a heart and soul guy for the Steelers. As I said to you the other day, I noticed since he was a kid with Ironhead, he's getting some bad advice. Mm. Whether this is from his own decision-making or somebody in his camp, no one's going to give a 36-year-old a multi-year deal.
No.
And no one's, I don't know what kind of bump you expect. So if he's going to try to go to the mattresses, good luck with that. I just think that's just common sense. So if you do sit out, and then if you sit out half the season, you're going to lose half a season's paycheck. And you got nothing to show for it, because they'll probably release you anyway.
It makes no sense. And I'm not telling them just to fold up, but this idea, like I'm willing to sit out, again, negotiating, I do not believe him. I think when week one rolls around, he'll be out there for the Steelers. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford said he didn't feel great heading into Monday's practice and remained out. The reason why this is significant is because Sean McVay had come out and said, oh, he looked great. He's been getting his work in. He's going to be back on Monday. He had a great workout on Saturday, and then yesterday, I didn't feel great. That's coming from Stafford. Again, guys, we're keeping an eye on this because we don't want to project. But if Stafford, for some reason, has to deal with this the entire season, the Rams might be willing to cut a check and make a move, and that guy might be a guy named Kirk Cousins.
They got Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the thing. If they didn't have Garoppolo in there, and my computer, I got like 17 things open right now. See what Garoppolo's contract is for this year. But, I mean, that's the deal. I mean, if they've got some cap space, do you really truly believe that Garoppolo is better than Kirk Cousins? Some would say it's basically they're on the same plane.
It's a push.
At this stage of their career, Garoppolo's a little bit younger. But would you feel Kirk Cousins could maybe do the same things that Matthew Stafford did when he came over from Detroit? Because Kirk Cousins, guys, he's looked good. He's just not throwing to the A-team.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, his mobility, his movement in the pocket, it's like, to me, Carl, light years from what it was at this time last year. Now we know why. But he's not throwing to Drake London. He's not throwing to Darnell Mooney if he was out there. He's throwing to the secondary. Oh, sorry. That'd be interceptions. He's throwing to the second string wide receiver core. But do you think Kirk Cousins could do the job in L.A.?
Look, I think if you give him an opportunity – very similar offensive scheme. I don't think there'd be too much, you know, that wouldn't cross over. But, again, I don't want to tell you that's going to happen. I'm just telling you Stafford went from feeling good and looking good to all of a sudden he didn't. That could happen easily during a regular season week where all of a sudden, Mike, he takes a hit or two in a game. He feels fine. They come back the next week. He may not be. So I just don't know where this is going. I thought he was on the mend. He took that epidural, guys, to get his back right. The season hadn't even started yet, Mike. He's taking no punishment yet.
I mean, Garoppolo's only making it's basically a $3.1 million contract. So if you'd be willing to take, I don't know, what are the Falcons gonna ask? Could you please give us $10 million for Kirk Cousins? The Rams may say pound sand. How about $3 million, $5 million for Kirk Cousins, and we'll throw you a bone like a fifth round pick, and that might be what it's gonna be. at the end of the day. But anyway, if you felt – the only reason I ask is if there was money invested in Garoppolo, they don't have to worry about that.
No.
If they feel that Cousins – if they evaluate Cousins as feeling he's better than Garoppolo, they could pull the trigger on that.
It's
interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see. Hey, man, it's 4th and 1. We're going around the NFL. What do you make of the Browns coach, Kevin Stefanski, saying he's not quite sold, and they listed Shador Sanders yesterday as the 4th quarterback on the depth chart?
Yeah, going into the next week of action in the preseason, I don't get it. I mean, if you didn't want him, then why'd you draft him? If you're going to treat him like the red-haired stepchild, why'd you bother?
Yes.
I know you passed on him all those times. I went on a rant yesterday at the end of the show. You know, we've talked about all this stuff. You're the Cleveland freaking Browns. He's better than Pickett right now.
Yes.
You've seen what Pickett is. Now, is he better than Dylan Gabriel? I don't know. Flacco's got age and guile, and Flacco took it to the playoffs 2 years ago. But if you actually got behind him and give him a pat on the back instead of a kick in the ass, maybe this guy does more for you. This one I don't get. Is he an egomaniac? Is he a wild man? Is he just like he said? Did he tell owners to go blank themselves at the combine? Okay, there's a price to be paid for that. But I still don't think it drops you all the way down to the 5th round.
Yeah. I'm shocked because, again, everybody and their mom knows he had a good showing. And it's almost as if they're like, he ain't done enough yet. And everybody's like, wait a minute. So, Mike, this might just be a ploy
right.
to like, hey – this allows them to say we had these guys in front of Shador Sanders and maybe he ultimately ends up earning the job at some point. Again, I don't think he starts the season there, but this was weird. It's all I can tell you. Kevin Stefanski saying Shador Sanders currently still listed as the 4th quarterback.
Playing in Carolina. They played in Carolina. I thought he looked good. I mean, Carolina, I don't know what as far as the level of starters, but I mean, Carl, if he went out there, I said to you yesterday, if Shador Sanders goes 2 for 14,
yes,
has a pick and a fumble, there are people going to be destroying him.
Yep.
Okay, and then he maybe never gets back on the field. But if all he does, and again, whatever the circumstances are, if he goes out and delivers the goods against them, how can you keep him off the field? Either way. Meanwhile, in the NFC North, looks like it's the non-throwing hand for Jordan Love, but it's a thumb. Apparently got a thumb busted up. So he's undergoing a procedure to repair a ligament in his left thumb. But again, non-throwing, so he'll be back in action later this week.
All right, guys, what else is going on? Mike Tomlin is in the belief that Aaron Rodgers as a Steeler, and the reason is why, he just wants to win. This is what Mike Tomlin said about him. All he wants to do is win. All he wants to do is have fun within the game. He wanted to be here, and that's a component in the process of development for young players. He wants to help with that. Here's what we're telling you. Mike Tomlin is saying all the right things about this. We don't know where this is going. We don't know how this is going to start, Mike. If Aaron Rodgers has a good year, there's a good chance the Steelers are a playoff team. There's no doubt about that. But we got to see it. And so, yeah, what this tells me is Mike Tomlin likes Aaron Rodgers. Okay, didn't we know that already? We knew right. that. I mean, Aaron likes, he likes Mike Tomlin. We knew that already. That's why he made the decision to go to Pittsburgh. But this is kind of him saying to the media now on his belief on why Aaron Rodgers became the Steelers quarterback, why he wanted to be here.
All right. I mean, again, this is his last year likely in the NFL. Do you have enough playmakers with Metcalf and company? We're going to find out. Landon Dickerson, the big news yesterday was, sounded like torn meniscus. Now they're calling it a minor procedure, Carl.
Okay.
Week to week with the goal of returning for the Cowboys on that Thursday night season opener.
Wow.
So this is better news for Dickerson. Yesterday they made it sound like he was going to be shut down for the year.
Sure.
The Eagles, as we've said, this is such a good team. Remember they lost Peters back in 2017, still won the Super Bowl. So that's a team who knows how to get around it. One more injury note as we give you the 4th and 1. We play the Jets this year. Justin Fields looked good in his first game. I watched some of it last night, the replay on NFL Network, Carl, against Green Bay. He took him right down the field. Looked really sharp. May not have to worry about Tyrod Taylor. He undergoes knee surgery. So now the Jets' backup situation is a little more tenuous.
Mm. Yeah, look, they wanted Justin to play. He did play well in the series or two, whatever it was, I think, that he was in there. I'm kind of with you. Look, I know people think I'm crazy when I say this, but the Jets, they have redone their roster, and if they allow Fields to play with Aaron Glenn's direction on defense, that's going to be an improved team, man. It just is. Last year, I said this, a blank show up and down throughout the organization. They have completely changed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
A lot of faces in that organization, Mike.
Fields is a guy who's kind of been a roller coaster. How much is that on him or the players that surround him? This is probably his best chance to make it work. In case he doesn't make it work, I just hit him. What about Cousins there? Well, Justin Fields would really have to blow it. The backups are just nobodies. Adrian Martinez and Brady Cook.
Hey, man, coming up, linebacker Khalid Kareem, who had a chance to visit with Andy and Randy today as we were live at Camp Guys joint practices with the Tennessee Titans. It continues tomorrow. They'll be in town through Friday, of course, for the second preseason game. But when we come back, find out what he had to say about where this defense is next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.